Jerry O'Brien directs UW-Madison's Cole Center for Retailing Excellence. He says the spinoff of the Dodgeville-based company is something to be optimistic about.
I think that this is such a storied brand that depending on who buys them or how they come out of this, and there's a lot of different options right now, but I think we could optimistically hope that they come out a stronger company with more room for growth.
Sears announced in October it was considering separating from Lands' End, which it acquired in 2002. It's one of several moves Sears has made as it deals with financial challenges. Paul Swinand is an equity analyst at the financial services firm Morningstar. He says Lands' End will have more freedom and the ability to stand on its own.
If you look at the filing, they've paid significant amounts of money back to Sears Holdings. That money will be retained for their own, to be reinvested in their own business.
Swinand says in the long run, that's a positive thing. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.